many, the coming of autumn is marked by turning leaves and bountiful harvests of corn and pumpkins. For others, however, it is the last chance to break out the rod and reel and get in one last day on the water before temperatures plummet and fish become scarce. I am definitely part of the latter group, having just returned from my annual pilgrimage to the furthest tip of Long Island, New York, in search of Marrone saxatilis. Commonly known as striped bass and locally referred to as rockfish, this anadromous or migratory fish spends a majority of its time in salt water, returning to estuaries and rivers to spawn each spring. Covering a range from the St. Lawrence River in the north to Louisiana in the south, the rockfish is not only Maryland's state fish, but also Rhode Island's and South Carolina's. Weighing anywhere from 2 to 80 pounds and having a streamlined, silvery body marked with longitudinal dark stripes running from behind the gills to the base of the tail, rockfish are formidable predators. One of the largest groups of rockfish hails from our own Chesapeake Bay and can be found heading towards the Susquehanna River each April. After spawning, the fish return to the Atlantic in search of their favorite prey, including bunker, clams, eels, sandworms, herring, bloodworms, mackerel, and shad. In the 1980s, rockfish numbers hit an historic low and significant measures were taken to rebuild the stock. As a result, numbers grew to an estimated 50 million as recently as 2007. Those numbers, however, seem to have taken a step back in the last few years, and new measures are currently under consideration. In fact, the Atlantic coastal states have scheduled hearings recently to gather public comment on a draft addendum to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic striped bass. The plan would limit the catch quotas in areas like the bay while more research on the stock is conducted. Departing from Montauk Harbor, I went to see for myself whether or not the fish numbers were in decline. As Captain Andy and I prepared the fly rods and scanned the water for birds and breaking fish, I asked his opinion on the question of overfishing. He quickly referred to a self-imposed limit on fish he allows his clients to take, emphasizing the importance of safely releasing the large breeding stock. We spent the rest of the day plying the waters within sight of the Montauk Lighthouse and managed to catch and release several healthy rockfish, in addition to a number of bluefish and false albacore, which tend to follow a similar migration south each fall. At the end of the day, Captain Andy lamented that we had not witnessed a full-fledged blitz where thousands of rockfish can be seen feeding on the surface. He added that those sightings had become increasingly rare in the last few years, perhaps a sign of a declining population. With a livelihood dependent on recreational angling, he was hopeful, however, that concerted efforts among lawmakers, conservationists, and anglers will once again bring this important species back. You can learn more about our beloved rockfish by visiting www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center. For WYPR, your NPR news station.